This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. We continue Daf Shavua. Tonight we're learning Masech Divamis Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We begin two lines from the bottom on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We're speaking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about before you marry a woman, before you do Yibam, before you marry a woman, you have to wait Shloisha Chadashim. By the way, Dr. Phil, in terms of the conclusion of the Gemara before, the Gemara had a Havamina, the reason why you have to wait 3 months to do Yibam is a Cheshash Da'iraisa, that maybe the woman is pregnant. And ultimately, the Gemara's conclusion is, no, it is a Din Derabanan, a definitive Din Derabanan. It's not that you can't do it because maybe she is pregnant, which means since it's a suffix d'oraisa, you can't do it. No, there's a flat-out din d'rabanan. It's not a choik, it's a din d'rabanan. There's a reason for it. The reason for it is because maybe she's pregnant. But the conclusion of the Gemara is that it's a flat-out din d'rabanan, that she's not oyle l'yibam within 3 months, and mamelev, she's not oyle l'yibam, so you don't do chalitza either. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Yevama shecholtzu la'achem b'toich shloisha. A woman who the Yavam, one of the brothers, did chalitza within 3 months. Tzricha lahamtin shloisha chadashim la'achar gemal. Tzricha lahamtin shloisha chadashim. Meaning a Yevama that the brothers did chalitza within 3 months. You have to wait 3 months. I mean, you have to wait 3 months from the time of, doesn't say from the time of what? So in other words, they did chalitza within 3 months, you have to wait 3 months. Now, does that mean 3 months from when the Yavam, when the deceased passed away, or does it mean 3 months from the chalitza? It doesn't say. La'achar gimel, if you do chalitza after 3 months. Ein tzricha lahamtin gemal chadashim. You do not have to wait 3 months. In other words, that clearly indicates that the waiting of 3 months is not from the misa, but is not from the chalitza, but from the misa. Because if it was from the chalitza, you would have to wait 3 months from the chalitza. So the Gemara says, havi, meaning, learn from here. Rashi says, "Kolaymer havi loymed mekan hagimel chadashim sha'amru mishas misa sabal." The 3 months is from the death of the husband, the loy mishas chalitza, but not from the time of the chalitza. You may have thought from the first statement that if you do chalitza within 3 months, you have to wait 3 months. 3 months from when? From the death or from the chalitza? From the fact that when you do chalitza after 3 months, you don't have to wait at all. That indicates it's from the death and it's not from the chalitza at all. Now, the Gemara asks on that, well, my shnami get. Why is this any different than a get? Because we know that when a woman is divorced, despite the fact that once a get is written, there is no possibility that the husband and wife are together, because if they were together, then the get would be possible. It's called a get yashan. But so, maishna me get, why is it different than a get? The Rav amar mishas nasina. Rav says, you wait 3 months from when the get is given. Ushmol amar, and Shmuel says, mishas ksiva, from when the get is written. Rashi says, umaishna me get, the Rav amar mishas nasina, even though at the time of the ksiva, they were not miyachid, because otherwise it would be a get yashan. And nevertheless, Rav holds, you have to wait 3 months from when the marriage is terminated. So if by a get, it's not enough to wait 3 months from when they were not together, you have to wait 3 months from when the marriage is terminated. By chalitza also, why is it good enough to wait 3 months from when the deceased died? You should have to wait 3 months from when the chalitza was given. After all, chalitza is most analogous to the get. So you should have to wait 3 months from when the get was, the same way you have to wait 3 months from when the get was written from when the get, excuse me, was given, you should have to wait 3 months from the chalitza, not from the misa. Amar Rava, Rava said no. The reason why it's enough to wait 3 months from the time of the misa is kavachomer. Well, it's a kavachomer. Kavachomer is like this. When the deceased dies, after 3 months, you could do yibum. And the yibum matters the iser kares. So if yibum matters iser kares after 3 months, iser kares hitarta, iser lav loy kol shekein. If you're allowed to do yibum after 3 months, certainly she should be able to marry Lashuk, which is only a iser lav. So since in a situation where you could do yibum, that could be done after 3 months, she should definitely be free to marry Lashuk likewise after 3 months without waiting 3 months after the chalitza. Fine. Now we're going to explain a statement of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, a yivama, you can't do yibum until you wait 3 months. And then it says, and any other woman, you can't marry until you wait 3 months. Now, Yevama, I understand why you have to wait 3 months, because maybe she's pregnant and you're going to live with an Isra Eshasach. Says the Gemara, V'chein kol shar kol nashim, Bishlom Yevama k'da Amran. Bishlom Yevama, like we said, that there's a chash, maybe she's pregnant. Ela shar kol nashim. But other women, Amai, why do you have to wait 3 months? So she's pregnant. So what if she's pregnant, but her husband died? So why should you not be allowed to marry her immediately? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel, Mishum de Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says in Bereshis, V'hakimoisi es brisi, Bein you, Vein Echa, I'll establish my covenant between me and you, Vein Zaracha, Acharecha, and between your descendants after you, L'doiroi Sam, for all generations, L'bris Olam, L'yois L'cha L'Elokim, to be for you as a God. U'lezaracha acharecha. So it says, the Pasuk says, to be for you a God, and your descendants after you, L'havchin bein zaroi shel rishon, L'zaroi shel sheni. Which means God is saying, I am making a covenant with you, but my covenant with the Jewish people is provided that their lineage is known, provided that there's a definitive knowledge of who the father is. But if you don't know who the father is, and God says, I don't reside with you. Rashi says, Ein ha-shechina shayra ela al havadoim. The shechina only resides on someone who is certain, shezarei miyuchas achrav, who their descendants are miyuchas after them. So, therefore, we need to establish the paternity. And if you marry a woman within 3 months of when she was last married, and there's a child, we're not going to know, is this child from the first husband or the second husband? So we need to be mavchin bein zarei shel rishon lezarei shel sheni. Masav Rava, Rava said, no, that can't be. It says, lefikach ger v'giyores, a male and female convert that were married, if they want to stay married, tzrichin lahamtin gemachadashim, they have to wait 3 months. Hachamay lahavchanika. Their husband and wife. So there's no havchana. We know exactly who the father is. The father is this guy. They were married before. Now they want to remain married. Why would they have to wait 3 months? If the whole reason for havchana is to determine the definitiveness of the paternity here, it is definitive who the father is. Says Gemara, no, hachanami ikal lahavchin bein zaroi shenizra b'kedusha lezaroi. Here we need to differentiate between descendants that were descended in holiness to Zara, Shaloi Nizra B'Kedusha. In other words, we have to determine whether this child was conceived in holiness or not. If he was conceived when the father was not Jewish, so then he is not someone who is eligible for the Kedush, for the Shechina to reside on. If he is someone who was conceived when the parents were already converted, then he is worthy of the Shechina. So therefore, even though it's not a matter of determining the paternity, but it's a matter of determining the sanctity of the child. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, a different reason. Rava says, there are four reasons why we got to know who the father is. Because there are four possible concerns that could arise if we don't know who the father is. Says the Gemara, Rava Amar, Gezerah Shema Yisa Es Achoisai Me Aviv. Rava said, is a decree, lest you marry the sister of your father. Rashi says, if you marry within 3 months, and she gives birth, and in reality this child belonged to the first father, and he's born into the second house, and he thinks he's the son of the second guy, he'll come to marry the daughter of the father, the daughter of his mother's first husband that he had from a different woman. Obviously, it's not going to be from the same woman because that he knows who his mother is, but his real father may have had a sister from a different woman, and he may come to marry Bas Aviv, Achoisai May Aviv. Or, Gezerah number 2, V'yibim Eshes Achiv Me'imai. He may come to do Yibam to the wife of his brother from his mother. Meaning, if the second husband had another son, and he married, meaning if the second husband had another son, and that other son married, and he died without children, he may come to do Yibum, because he thinks that the second man is his father. But the truth is, the second guy is not his father. His father was the first guy, and he's going to be doing Yibum to Eshes Achiv Me'imai, which is a Kares. Or, the third possibility is, V'yoytze Es Imai L'shuk. He may think that his mother is free to marry in Lashuk. Meaning, what does this mean? If, let's say, his mother doesn't have children from the second husband, and the second husband dies, and if he's the only child from the second husband, he's going to say, okay, my mother's free to marry Lashuk because I'm the son of the second husband. But in truth, the mother is not free to marry Lashuk because he's the child of the first husband. Or the fourth chash is the yiftar es yivimtai l'shuk. He may pater his yivama to the shuk. What does this mean? Let's say he has a brother from the first father, and that brother didn't have children, and the brother dies, and there's no brother except for him, but he thinks he's not a brother. He thinks he's the son of the second one. So his brother is going to marry Lashuk, the Yavama is going to marry Lashuk, not realizing she's Zakuk to him. So we got to know about the possibility. We have to know who determine the paternity because of a concern he may marry an Erva, actually. He may marry Achoisei Me'aviv. He may do Yibam to Eshes Achav Me'imai. And two other possible chashos. Masav Rav Chananya. Rav Chananya said, B'kulan ani koyer bahen mishum takonas erva. All the women, Rashi explains, that the Chachamim asked to marry or to do Yibam, there is a concern that they may come to violate an erva. V'kan mishum takonas vlad. Meaning by a yavam, we say you have to wait the reason why we say you have to wait 3 months to do yibum is the possibility of violating an erva, that is, if she's pregnant. And all other women, the reason why I have to wait 3 months is in order to determine who the father of the child is for the takana of the vlad. But according to Rava, where it's a much bigger concern, the concern is takanas erva, even in a situation of other women, says Gemara, the Im Yisa, if Rava is correct, kulu mishum takanas erva, all women have to wait 3 months because of the possibility of erva, shema yisa achoisei me'imai, shema yisa achoisei me'aviv, or you might be miyabim eshes achiv. Says Gemara, no, that's what it means, takanas vlad. It's so that the child doesn't marry an erva. Takanas vlad is not necessarily only to determine the paternity of the child, but so that the child does not marry the erva, namely, the child may marry achoyse me aviv or be miyabim eshes achiv. Okay, so now the Gemara goes through a few mathematical permutations to determine how much time really do you have to wait for havchana. Because after all, we need to determine who the father is. Now, in halacha, a child born after 8 months is not viable. So you can either give birth after 9 months or after 7 months. So why would you have to wait 3 months? I understand if you wait 3 months and 9 months later the child is born, you know it's from the second one. If 7 months later the child is born, you know it's from the second one. If, let's say, 6 months after you waited 3 months the child is born, you know it's from the first one. But the Gemara asks, Bishlama tamten beis chadash. I understand why to wait 2 months, v'tinase lai, and then to get married. I understand why you can't wait 2 months. Dahainu sveika. That's going to be your suffix. Because if you wait 2 months, and then 7 months later the child is born, ibar tisha lakama, ibar shiva labasra. Is it 7 months from the latter one, or 9 months from the first one? Ela tamten chodesh echad. Why don't you wait 1 month, v'tinase? So wait 1 month. If 7 months after that the child is born, so clearly it's from the second husband. Hai bar shivala basruhu. Because a woman does not give birth to a viable child after 8 months. So if you wait 1 month and then 7 months later the kid's born, you know who the father is. Vila tamiya yalda. And if 8 months later the child is born, you know it's from the first one. Hai bar tishal kamahava. So what are you waiting 3 months for? 2 months, I understand, it's not going to do anything. But why don't you wait 1 month? 30 days, as they say in Brooklyn. Wait 30 days. Says the Gemara, Inami letamanya yalda, even if it's born 8 months later, you could still say that it's from, well, it's obvious. You're saying, oh, if it's born 8 months later, it must be 9 from the first one. No. Maybe it's 7 from the second one and she didn't become pregnant right away. Even if she gave birth after 8 months, the basu is from the second one. Not everybody becomes pregnant right away. Maybe it took a month to become pregnant. So the Gemara says, fine. So wait 2.5 months. Why? Wait 2.5 months. If 7 months later the child is born, then you know it's from the second one. And if 6.5 months later it's born, it's from the first one. Why? Di bar basra, it can't be from the second one. Hava bar shito paga loy chayi. 6.5 can't live, could it? I mean, wait 2.5 months. If 7 months later the child is born, you know it's the second one. If 6.5 months later, don't you? It must be the first one because you can't give birth after 6.5 months. Gemara says yes, you can. Inami l'shita upaga yoda. Even if it gives birth after 6.5 months, ikalamei with the basru, it could be from the second one. The Amar Mar, the master taught, zutra. Excuse me. The Amar Mar Zutra. There you go. You hear that chiddush? Don't read the Amar Mar. The Amar Mar Zutra. That's the chiddush of tonight. Mar Zutra said, "Afilu mandamar yoledes l'tes and yoledes l'mkutani." Even if, according to the mandamar, if you give birth after 9 months, you don't give birth in broken months. 9 months is full 9 months. Yolda l'zayin. But if you give birth after 7 months, yoledes l'mkutani, it doesn't have to be a full 7 months. Meaning, There are two possibilities of pregnancy. The 9 month pregnancy option is a full 9 months. The 7 month pregnancy option is not a full 7 months. Why? Shenem Rabbi Hilat Kufais Hayamim. It says in Shmuel, by the birth of the pregnancy of Chana, and it was Tekufais Hayamim. Tekufais, there are four Tekufas in the year. Tekufas 3 months. And Hayamim is a meter of two. Miyot Tekufais Beis, Miyot Yamim Beis. So a person could give birth after six and change. So if you wait 2.5 months and 6.5 months later the baby is born, it could be 9 months from the first one and 6.5 from the second one. Says the Gemara, I have a great idea. Why don't you wait 2 weeks? V'tamtin mashehu, wait 2 weeks, wait a week or two. V'tinase, let her get married. So then b'chla, we have no idea who the father is. I mean, no idea b'chla, there's no way to know. So Gemara says, yeah, do like this. Wait 3 months exactly from when she marries. Do an internal examination to determine if she's pregnant or not. Now, what exactly is this internal examination? Rashi says, second Y line. Wait 3 months. In other words, let her wait a week or two. Then wait 3 months from when her first husband died. Shederach uber lius nikar. Because 3 months, the pregnancy begins to be recognized. Libadka bedadeh kedarach nashim. You could tell if after 3 months she's starting to develop milk. You have a woman examine her, and if she displays some kind of physiological development with her milk, v'ma'avra vade bar kamuhu. If after 3 months from her husband's death she is displaying signs of pregnancy, so she's pregnant from the first guy. If it was from the second guy, it would take another 2 weeks. You're missing the mashu that she waited. And if it's not recognizable after that amount of time, 3 months from when the first husband died, and later it is, Vade Barbasru. In other words, just do an internal examination. I guess Bizman Azeh, you would say, why don't you do a pregnancy test? Phil's saying, I asked you that question a week ago. So let's see what the Gemara. But right now, the Gemara is assuming. By the way, the answer is those things don't work. Right, but but unfortunately the people who read it don't always know how to read it. So get a good.
You can see a fetal heartbeat. So I mean, you have a lot of practical issues. Another thing: why didn't the Gemara ask people, like, if she was a nida, that changes the whole thing also? Like, if she got divorced and she just became a nida, so then she couldn't get pregnant anyways for 12 days afterwards or whatever. So you run into that, and then also.
I'm not a doctor, but I've seen many cases of women who are pregnant who have a hematoma and it looks like they have a period, right? So the being a nida does not mean she's not pregnant. I mean, honestly, ma'isim b'chol yom, I see cases. No, it's good, but... No, these changes apparently take place at 3 months and not a day sooner. I think Toisus asks, but there's a shita that if you give birth after 7 months, it could be you could start displaying signs of pregnancy before the 3 months, and that throws the whole thing off. By the way, Toisus says this mashahu is 3 days, because there is a possibility. By the way, we had this in the Noida Bihuda, where the man could have lived with her, yeah, died, but the zera is not niklat for 3 days, and the shaila is whether he is mekayim pru revu if he wasn't alive when the zera was niklat. Okay, you have to wait minimum 3 days. Says the Gemara. So wait a mashu, and then do an internal. Amar of Safra in Boidkinas and Asuah Shlo Yisgaro Balayim. We don't do internals. It's too. It's a disgrace to the husband. If the husband finds out that she had to undergo such a invasive is not the word, such a personal examination, it might be disparaging to him. Says Gemara, check how she walks, and if she's pregnant, she's going to sink into the sand more than a regular woman. That's the test we're going to do. Now she's gonna lighten herself up and she's going to cover over the test so that she should not seem pregnant, so that people don't think that the kid is from the Rishon, because she wants this kid to inherit her second husband. So now the Gemara has a kashan the other way. What if we know she is pregnant? Let's say we know a woman is pregnant right away. The husband dies, and a month later we see she's pregnant. So let her get married right away. If the whole reason of Hamtana is for the Vlad, we need to know who the Vlad belongs to because of all kinds of mix-ups. So this is all good if she's not pregnant. And then maybe we're afraid later she'll become pregnant. But what if she is pregnant? So in that case, she should be able to get married. Says Gemara, Hecha de Kimlan de Mubarasi Tinase, Alama Tanya, why did we learn? Lo Yisa Adam Mubaras Chaver Menekas Chaver, you cannot marry your friend's wife who's pregnant or your friend's wife who's nursing. And if you married her, you have to divorce her, Vimnasa Yoitzi Vla Yasa Alam, so you can never take her back. But if the whole reason is because of the mishaps that could happen, if you don't know who the father is, but here you know who the father is. Says Gemara, over here it's a completely zaitige cheshbon. It's a complete side reason. You know why you can't marry a woman who's pregnant? We had this earlier. Where do we have this? On daf lamed vav amud beis. Gzeir shematasu barasando. You might render that if you live with a woman who's pregnant and you cause her to become pregnant again, it might ruin the kid. It will cause the first child, the first embryo, to be squashed and squished and squeezed and pressured, and it will turn into a lifeless, formless sandal. Says Gemara, Yachi Didei Nami, so then you shouldn't be able to live with your wife who's pregnant. Gemara says, no, if your wife who's pregnant, you have two options. Either you can use a contraceptive, or you could rely on the Almighty. There are two manda amrim. You have Rameir and the Chacham, according to the Chachamim. You use a contraceptive. And according to the rabbis, you use a contraceptive. According to a mayor, you rely on the Almighty. So the same thing here. Let this woman who's pregnant, let somebody marry her right away. The kid's going to become a sandal. So either use a contraceptive, or you'll rely on the Almighty. The same way you could do that with your own wife, why can't you marry some other woman? Ilama says Gemara, Hachanami here too, when you want to marry a woman who's an almana or a grusha, Ilama and Ramaych Ramaych, either use a contraceptive, Ilama and Amar, Minashvam Yirach, Minashvam Yirach, or rely on the Almighty. The same way you could live with your own wife who's expecting, and either use a contraceptive or rely on, or have bitachon, why can't you marry another woman? Says Gemara, Elamishum dechasa. You know why you can't live with a woman who is pregnant? Because you're going to squash her and kill the kid. You're going to pressure her. Lachatz. Says more, Yahachi, didei nami, then you shouldn't be able to live with your own wife. You're going to squash it. Nah, didei chayesilave. Your own kid, you'll have mercy. Hachanami chayesilave. Why wouldn't you have mercy on a different kid? I mean, a murderer is a murderer, whether it's your kid or not. So I would have said, look, you know, we're not talking about murderers over here, but you have to sort of be very careful and be very you have to do it in a very gentle way. So if it's your own kid, you'll make sure to do so in a more careful way. If it's someone else's kid, you're not trying to be a murderer, but you might not be so careful. But the Gemara doesn't buy into that. And therefore, we will see the final answers tomorrow. Sorry for the great suspense, but we will pick this up tomorrow. Mem Beis, Amud Beis. And with that, I bid you all farewell. Have a good night.
Based on the Rebbe's understanding of Rav Meir and all that he's learned of him, how does this fit into like his general overall? It seems like the Chachamim are saying to have a little bit more bitachon than Hashem, and the Meir is saying to be more oisik in hashtablos kind of with the meich.
With the meich.
2 lines ago, where he said.
Yeah. How does this fit into Rameer Shita?
Or general his personality based on...
Right. I have to think about that. How does this stem with Rameer? Okay, let's think about it. Okay, shkach everyone. Kol tov. Be well.
I'll take you around.
Thank you, Mike. Kol tov. Bye-bye. Take care of Lewis. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.